Going to go ahead and get started as people are continuing to join us. So welcome, as always, to Mid-Morning Mindfulness. We're really glad that you could join us this morning. It is Tuesday, October 6th, already the second week of October. As always, just some basic guidelines that we encourage you to do while you're practicing. We ask that you keep yourself muted during the practice. Your video is on or off, it's up to you. We encourage you to turn off notifications on your computer so there's no dings or any kinds of noises while you're practicing. If you have any questions, type them in the chat. I have Laura with me today. She's one of our student employees at ISU Wellbeing. She's gonna keep an eye on the chat for us. So if you have any questions, type them in there. And we will end at 10:15 this morning. So as always, we just encourage you to find a quiet, restful place. You don't need to see your computer, you just need to be able to hear my voice. And as I was mentioning early, if there's anyone in your environment, work or home, invite them to join us. Colleagues, family, pets, everyone is welcome. And this is really just a time. A short 15-minute practice can make a big difference in our days. So we're glad that you're here today. As I was thinking about what I wanted to share today, the thing that kept coming back to me is this, and I don't know who to give credit for because I don't remember where I heard it or saw it before, but it's the greatest gift we can give the world is to raise our own level of consciousness. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed and lately feeling pretty helpless about everything that's going on in our country and in the world. And so this saying keeps coming in my head. The greatest gift we can give the world is to raise our own level of consciousness. And when I think about that, I think about what I call the ripple effect. I don't know what it's really called, but I think about the story about when you drop a pebble in water, the ripples go out and you have no idea where they all go. And that's true of our interactions with other people. We have no idea when we have an interaction with someone how that's going to affect them and who it's going to affect. So I've been thinking a lot lately about how can I raise my level of consciousness? How can I be a better human being? And by being a better human being and being aware of how I interact with others, how I'm affecting them, and then in turn, how they're affecting others. So just keep in mind that it's always a ripple effect. So as we begin today, our practice, as always, I encourage you just to get comfortable in whatever position is good for you. Just settle into your seated position or your laying position, whatever works for you. I invite you to take a deep breath in at this point and just release it. Gently close your eyes or gaze down, whatever you're comfortable doing. Take another deep breath in. And just come into this place, come into this moment. Remember, there's nowhere else to be, there's nothing else to do. Just come into this present moment, right here and right now. And one of the ways that we can raise our individual levels of consciousness is to really check in with ourselves. And so today I'm going to begin our practice with a body scan. Body scan is something that we can do anytime, any day. And it's a really good way to really check in with what's going on in our world. And so as always, I want you to start your body scan. I want you to first focus on the crown of your head and start at the top of your head. And just continue to breathe at your rate, at your speed. And I just want you to kind of start at your head and go down your head to your neck, your shoulders, and any place you find tightness or tension, just pause there for a moment. And breathe in and breathe out, thanking your body for everything it does for you. And now I want you to move to your right arm and gently go down your right arm to your elbow, to your wrist. Again, any place you might have a tightness or any tension, just pause there for a moment. Take a couple breaths, a couple extra breaths there. Move on down to your hand. Maybe move your wrist a little bit, wiggle your fingers, thank them for everything they do for you. Now come back up to your shoulders. Now I want you to move down your left arm. Again, gently moving down your arm, checking in with your body, checking in with your elbow, your wrist. Gently move your wrist around a little bit, realizing the little bit of miracles that even a wrist moving really is. Our bodies are amazing. And we need to thank them for everything they do for us. So again, pausing any places there's tension or tightness, wiggling those fingers. Now come back up to your shoulders and your neck area and gently start moving down the front of your body. Again, pausing where there might be any tightness or tension, moving down through your abdomen. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out at your rate, what's comfortable for you. And now come back up to your neck and your shoulder area. And now I want you to gently move down your back. Again, pausing any place there might be tension. Checking in with all those vertebrae. Checking in to help them be lined up. So maybe sit a little taller if that feels better. Checking in with your body as you're doing your body scan. Releasing any tension, releasing any tightness. And celebrating what feels good. You shouldn't remember, forget that. Now move down to your hips. Checking in with your hips, with where your legs are connected to your hips. Again, looking for any tension or any tightness that needs to be released and just pausing there. And if it feels good, celebrate that. Celebrate that things are feeling good today. And now I want you to move down your right leg. And again, just slowly checking in with your body. How does your leg feel today? How does your thighs feel? How does your knees feel? Any tightness in your knees? My knees crack. So I always thank my knees for working well for me. And again, move on down your leg, down to your ankle. Twist your ankle a little bit. Maybe flex your foot up and down. Again, just thank your leg for everything it does. And pause where there's any tightness, any tension, and just breathe into that space, releasing any tension or tightness, celebrating what feels good. And finally, I want you to move down your left leg. Again, start at your hip, move down to your thigh, to your knee, down to your calf. pausing any place. There might be some tension or tightness or some aches. Move your ankle around a little bit. Flex your leg and release your ankle a little bit. Again, pausing any place there might be tension or tightness, and being grateful for everything that your legs do for us. So just take a moment to start at the top of your head one more time and just walk through your body. Any place else there might be any tension or tightness, just double check. Pause a moment again and just gently release it all. Continue to take those deep breaths. Take them in and release it out. Now I want you to shift your attention back to this ripple effect that we all have. And I want you to think of our world right now, however you want to define our world. What do you think our world could use more of right now? What do you think our world could be more benefited from right now? You think our world could use more compassion, more kindness, more clarity, more non-judgmental listening? What do you think our world could use more of? So what I want you to do is, as you breathe in, just continue to breathe in those nice, beautiful, cleansing breaths that we have. When you exhale, I want you to intentionally, with your attention, think of what the world might need. So when you're breathing in, breathe in that gentle, cleansing breath. But when you release it, think of sending compassion to the world, or kindness to the world. I just want you to breathe for a couple minutes here. And as you breathe in, continue to cleanse your body and support your body. But as you breathe out, think of what you would like the world to have more of. Just breathe in and out for a few moments here. So just continue to breathe in and out. Always remembering that every breath in, you're bringing in oxygen that supports the trillions of cells in our body. As you release it today, just think of the compassion that you can give to the world. And as we are coming to our close today, just take one more deep breath in and relax. Just take a couple more deep breaths in. Oh. Okay, and as we're ready to end our practice today, again, just take one more deep breath in and release it out. And as you're ready, begin to open your eyes, come back to this moment, to this time, to this space. Taking time to acknowledge that you took this time for yourself. And it is an act of self-care and self-love. So I encourage you as you go through your day to think about how your actions and reactions sometimes affect those around us. And it's not that we don't have the right to have reactions and to say what we feel, but how can we even do it in a compassionate and mindful way? You just never know. I'm going to close with a story that a colleague of mine told me. He was a gym teacher at an elementary school, and they were doing spring relays. And he wasn't paying attention. He was trying to get everybody through. And he said, okay, everybody with shirts that have patterns on it. And when he looked up, there was only one little girl at the starting line. So there was only one little girl that had a pattern. And so he's like, okay, well, let's go. Well, naturally she won because she was the only one. She was a girl that hadn't been really connected and really involved and not very athletic. But he saw her 2 years later. She came up to him when he was visiting a middle school. And she came up to him and said, you probably don't remember me. And of course he said, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And she goes, that was the first time I've ever won a race in my life. And it made a huge difference in my life. And I just wanted to thank you for giving me that opportunity. That story has always stuck with me because that was not the intention of this friend of mine. He didn't mean to have that happen, but the ripple effect of him letting her run, even though she was the only one at the starting line, made a big impact on her life years later. So you just never know how you impact others. So with that, it's 10:16. I'm sorry I kept you a little long. Thank you for being here today. Thank you and have a great day. If you want to put in the chat what you think the world could use a little more of, I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking. We're grateful that you could be here and join us again on Thursday. Thanks again, everyone.